The Tanana Chiefs Conference has gathered leaders from interior Alaska Native villages in Fairbanks to talk about Yukon River salmon. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, there's frustration with the depressed state of Yukon River Chinook stocks.
The TCC Fish Summit has tribal representatives, fishery managers, and biologists talking about recent years' weak king salmon runs that have prompted fishing restrictions and how to turn things around. Village residents like Julie Roberts Heislip of Tanana voiced a common sentiment at the summit that the government is not helping.
Our people have been making sacrifices for years. How much more can we give up?
One of the founders of the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, Tom Kriska of Fairbanks, agrees. Kriska says the current research is a rerun of the past 20 years and needs to shift to look at ocean survival.
I think they should more focus once the fish leave the river. They know they come in here, they hatch, and they leave. They go back out to the seas. So once they're, I don't know how you track them from there, but I mean, at least they'll have an idea where the fish goes or what happens.
State of Alaska Yukon Area Fisheries Biologist Stephanie Schmidt responded to the research issue during the meeting, saying a $10 million Chinook salmon study initiative from Governor Sean Parnell includes looking at migrating smolt.
What areas are they utilizing at the mouth of the river? What kind of resources are available to them? How is temperature or climate change or increased flow and rains influencing their survival? Because that first year out in the ocean, out along the coast, is very critical to their survival.
Salmon bycatch in the commercial Bering Sea pollock fishery has long been blamed for the demise of king stocks. Recent years' regulations have dramatically reduced the incidental harvest in U.S. waters. But Nulato First Chief Michael Stickman says the issue transcends the domestic fleet.
The pollock industry is not only American, it's Russian, Asian. You know, we have heard rumors that their bycatch is 10 times the American bycatch. And only the American bycatch is monitored. The foreign fleets, nothing.
Stickman says the situation has been made worse by mismanagement of the Yukon River fishery and suggested fishermen sue the state. Tanana Chiefs Conference Wildlife and Parks Director Orville Huntington of Hooslea acknowledges frustration but says some of the criticism is unbased.
Just the lack of understanding. I think if they would have stayed around for the whole meeting and heard the things that we've done since 20 years ago. I mean, I got my college degree since then. You know, they have one of their own, you know, with a wildlife biology degree advocating for them.
He says it's up to tribal leaders to help brainstorm research projects and short-term coping solutions in anticipation of another weak Yukon King run and fishing restrictions this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.